After 2 years of investigation, the Justice Department has released a damning report on the Louisville Police Department. Here's Attorney General Merrick Garland speaking yesterday.
Some officers have demonstrated disrespect for the people they are sworn to protect. Some have videotaped themselves throwing drinks at pedestrians from their cars, insulted people with disabilities, and called black people monkeys, animal, and boy. This conduct is unacceptable.
The federal investigation began after the death of Breonna Taylor, a black woman who was shot and killed by police in March 2020 during a raid on her apartment. We're joined by Chanel Helm. She's a Black Lives Matter organizer and activist in Louisville. Chanel, thanks for joining us.
Hello, it's nice to meet you.
Chanel, not only did this report show the police department has repeatedly used excessive force, but that the department unlawfully discriminates against black people. Does the report hold up to what you've seen and experienced with the police department?
Absolutely. I think the word that everybody is using is vindication. It just hurts that it had to take another law enforcement agency to tell that. But from children to elders, it absolutely is a slap on the knee to be like, we told you so.
Yeah. Talking about elders, I want to read one example in the report that I found particularly excruciating, and I'm reading from the report here. Officers responded to a call about an elderly black man, quote, dancing in the street. Within seconds of arriving, they grabbed the man, pulled him to the ground by his neck. Again and again, the man tried to understand what was going on, but officers ignored his questions. Instead, an officer sat on his head and neck while another officer struggled to handcuff him. After 30 seconds, the first officer got off, turned the man on his side, and pressed his knee against the man's head and neck for nearly 2 minutes. Witnesses implored the officer to get his, quote, knee off the man's head. He's a human being. The man presented no threat, and the multiple neck restraints that the officers used here violated the man's constitutional rights, but the officers were not held accountable. In fact, the sergeant who later reviewed the incident noted that one of the officers broke a fingernail, but said nothing about the many times the officers violated LMPD's neck restraint policy, end quote. And again, that was from the DOJ report. There are so many egregious things that this report exposes, which comes from looking at body cam footage and reading the police's own documents, as well as interviews in the community and with law enforcement. In some ways, Chanel, this has been in plain sight. Is there any part of what was found that particularly upsets you?
As a police terrorism survivor, 2002, I was assaulted by six officers. I'm really shocked that some of the more egregious situations where people have been terminally maimed and killed have not been mentioned. Last night I was with children because just 2 weeks ago, police went into the neighborhood where we're located and shot two kids, which they claim on accident. And these children are still not in the trusting of spaces with police officers. But it is refreshing to know that, like, the things that we have been naming for decades are finally being recognized by another group, even if they're adjacent to the police.
Mm. I mean, the report points out incredible impunity, officers never being disciplined or held accountable. What effect has that had on the community?
When we talk about the historic nature at which the southeastern part of the United States exists with the history of enslavement and the slave patrols, that's just not a recounting of history or trying to detail what took place about 200 years ago. That is current time for us. It really is a bit frustrating that we still have to hear that there are recommendations to take with this type of behavior. This is a culture. You just don't become a police officer because you want to help the community. That's not a thing. We hear that a lot. But then more times than not, this is the type of behavior that is supported by other officers and that leadership within law enforcement supports.
So tell us, what do you recommend? What should change?
There should be a better community involvement from our civic leaders, our council people, our mayor's administration, which we do not have right now. We also recommend that the communal factors are met first before funding police. A lot of folks that are arrested and in the jail, which has seen 13 deaths within the year, are absolutely necessary. We are also asking for funding of an independent civilian review board. We are not asking that any civilian review board be situated underneath the government and produced by the government, any governmental agency.
Chanel, I wonder if we can just end by you telling us quickly what happened to you at the hands of the police.
Yeah. Upon leaving a nightclub in which I was not drinking at all, I lost my phone and the nightclub told me to come back. So I waited outside of the nightclub. The police came, they berated us, called us all type of names. I walked towards the nightclub and I was immediately attacked by officers. Six of them put their feet on me, kicked me, and kind of strained my arm behind my back, and then tried to attempt to take my car as well. I was arrested that night and charged with four charges of like disorderly conduct, failure to disperse, and two alcohol intoxications, in which everything was dismissed and expunged immediately because there was no proof to any of those things. The projecting from family members and friends just let me know that like how large this problem is. And since then, I've been very vocal about police accountability, but more importantly, police abolition.
Do you think the police can change, Chanel?
Absolutely not. The policing institution and the adjacent organizations that support law enforcement were built a particular type of way underneath white supremacy. And until we develop a new type of accountability within our communities, we will always have white supremacy as an overarching arm to law enforcement.
Chanel Helm is an activist and Black Lives Matter Louisville organizer. Chanel, thank you for sharing with us. I know that was painful.
Thank you.